Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative with the National Cotton Council, provides an update on revisions the Environmental Protection Agency has made to the Worker Protection Standard. The Worker Protection Standard aims to reduce injuries among agricultural workers and handlers.
The EPA recently released a proposed rule on worker protection standards and reversed the current standards that were in place during the Trump administration and returned them to the 2015 requirements for application exclusion zones, or AEZs. Worker protection standards are really designed to protect agricultural workers from exposure to pesticides. There are a number of concerns that are included in this proposed rule, including handlers having to suspend applications if any workers or other people other than those who are appropriately trained and equipped handlers involved in the application enters the exclusion zone. Specifies a distance of 100 feet of ground-based fine spray applications and 25 feet exclusion zone for ground-based applications using medium or larger droplet size sprays above 12 inches. And it also reinstates all applicable determination criteria that was included in that 2015 Worker Protection Standard rule. In the latest iteration, there were some provisions that are beneficial. It does clarify that pesticide applications that were suspended due to individuals entering the exclusion zone may be resumed after those individuals have left, and the exemption that allows farm owners and members of their immediate family to shelter within enclosed structures within an exclusion zone during pesticide application. Some of the other concerns that are included in it, though, it extends the exclusion zone beyond farm boundaries, and I think there are still some questions about the wind directional buffers that we're still sorting through in this newest iteration of the proposed rule.